Yeah, wasn't it the Thomas Jefferson who once said, and I'm paraphrasing, I am in terms of style, go with the flow. When it comes to principle, stand as a rock. When we talk about principle, especially when it comes to our soul, the least religious beliefs, that is one of the most sacred things that person can hold. And it is enshrined, the United Constitution and the United States Constitution, and is the sacred right for every single individual. When we talk about patriotism, it's part of my identity as Americans, and that it is, I believe, part of patriotism is to hold a, let me go, belief, even if you don't have a belief, the right to your conscience is what is part of our identity as Americans. And I believe strongly, not just because I took an oath to defend the Constitution, but also because of my personal conviction that there is a God, and I have the freedom, I should have the freedom to worship him thoroughly. Now, going back to the case, man, and we're talking about a Navy sailor who unfortunately is in this pickle or predicament because he's not going according to Gruny standards, according to what his leadership is requiring him to. In the United States Air Force, we have waivers for that. I can't speak much for the Navy per se. And I think even the case of the Navy, it depends on leadership and how much their chaplain corps advising their leadership on this. But if I were a chaplain advising a commanding officer, I would really must emphasize that, and there is no real compelling interest from them. And even if there was, me need to approach it in a way that mistress their practice as least as possible. And according, that's a quick law. And so that advisement may be taken into consideration by your commander, not, at least I've done my part and advising and letting them know that, and you know, this guy, he has a deep, deep conviction as far as identity, religious identity, of boldness.